Turn with us over
today,
to the book
turn
of Genesis,
with us, the book of Psalms,
chapter number 12, verse number 3. Genesis 12,
book of Psalms,
verse number 3,
chapter 127.
Boy, wouldn't it be a great day for the Lord to come?
Why do we stand
when I was
with
young
Israel?
And just saved, I'll be honest
because
with
God
you,
stands
really
with Israel.
Really want the Lord
Bible
to
said
come
in Genesis
much,
12, so
to
hang
around.
Now
the Lord had said unto Abram,
but the older I've
got,
later changed
the Lord
his name
would
to Abraham,
come today,
to get thee out of thy country and from
we'd never
kindred,
have to say another goodbye again.
From thy father's house to a land that I'll
preach
show
the message
thee.
A few Sundays ago.
And I'll make of thee a great
nation, which is Israel.
Tears,
and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing.
From this verse 3,
always remember this.
A lot of you, you
shed a lot
true.
Of tears. And I will bless them that bless thee.
We have more loved ones on the other
curse
side.
Curse him that
here.
Curseth thee.
But the Lord
and in thee shall
thee
all families of the earth be blessed.
Never be another
now,
funeral home.
How would all the families of the earth
never
be blessed
graveyard.
Through Israel? Because God would send
never
his
be
son.
Bearing another church member. Or
through the Jewish lineage.
Goodbye.
He'd be born in
what
a lowly stable in Bethlehem.
Now
he'd walk through
stay,
this world for some 32, 33 years. And he'd get on a Roman cross.
Look for me preaching here Sunday.
He'd die for your sin.
I'm going to be with the
my
Lord.
My sin.
He would
Psalms
shed his blood,
not spill his blood.
Except the Lord build the house.
Therefore, any man that would come to God through Christ
they
could be saved.
That build it.
And I'm going to tell you
except
this old world don't like
the
that message,
walkers,
but it still stands.
Wake us,
morning.
In
there's one way to heaven.
He is
the Lord
and
Savior.
Early, to set up late,
Jesus
to eat
Christ.
The bread of sorrow.
Now I want you to notice this in the book of Zechariah, chapter number 2. Book of Zechariah. Turn over to the right.
Our heritage
right
of Lord,
before Malachi. Zechariah 2.
Is his reward.
Verse number 8.
His arrows are in the hand of a mighty
we'll
man.
We'll read here concerning Jerusalem.
Just a little
happy
nugget
for
man for
you to chew on. Let's look
in
Zechariah 2:1.
They shall not be ashamed.
Here he said, I lifted up mine eyes again and looked, and behold, a man with a measuring line.
Father, we love you.
Then said I, whither goest thou? And he said unto me, to measure Jerusalem.
Come to your house to worship.
See what is the breadth thereof and what is
the
length thereof.
Together.
Behold, the angel that talked
with
me went forth. And another angel went out to meet him and said unto him, run. Speak to this young man, saying, Jerusalem shall be inhabited as towns without walls for the multitude of men and cattle therein. For I said,
the
Lord will be unto her a wall of fire round about and be the glory in the midst of her. And ho, come forth and flee from the land of the north, saith the Lord, for I've spread you abroad as the four winds of heaven,
saith
the Lord.
Pray now,
deliver thyself, O Zion, that dwellest with the daughter of Babylon. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, after
and
the glory hath
he
sent me
David,
the nations, who has spoiled
you. He says,
for he that toucheth
our heritage,
toucheth
of the Lord,
the apple of his
what a blessing
eye.
To have little
for behold,
children.
I will shake mine hand upon
so
them, and they shall be a spoil of their servants.
Gladness,
ye shall know that the Lord
sadness.
Of hosts hath sent me.
But certainly it
sing
is
and rejoice, O daughter
of
Zion, for lo I come, and I will dwell in the midst
we walk in,
saith the Lord.
It's
many nations shall be joined to the Lord in that day, shall be my people, and I'll dwell in the midst of smiling.
Shall know that the Lord
shake our hand or give us a hug.
Said me.
You know,
there,
Jesus said, let
Zechariah's
writing, he said, I
want
you to know something
about
God's people, about
Israel.
They are the apple.
That ought to be our
eyes.
Mentality this morning.
And I'm going to tell you why.
God
when
is our
the Palestinians fired them rockets the other week,
we
they
were
firing them at God
today because of who our God is.
And it is a shame
so
in America
you brought your children
the
to
people
the service,
stand up
to
by droves
to
and thousands.
I want
to
use the
and say death
that
to Israel and life
Samuel,
to Palestine. Let me tell you,
chapter number
I believe
one,
it ought to be life
Hannah,
every place, but you better
be
believe
long,
one thing.
I
this
do
preacher,
want you to realize
this church
how
and this Bible
Samuel.
Stands with Israel.
There was a mother.
I'm glad I'm on the winning side. You wait and see how it works out for him. It may look bad.
House of God.
God will get the honor.
Story
God will get the glory
for
the nation
of
Israel.
Shambles.
is the nation,
they quit worshiping God.
Many
of
the priests that went bad,
of God's eye.
Even the,
he said anybody that would bless Israel,
he'd bless
doing
them.
Doing sacrifices.
Anybody that cursed
the house
Israel,
of God,
he would curse
them.
Had become pretty
now, I
want
to say something now to the day and hour that we live.
Taking things.
Matthew 24:32.
They were taking advantage of
people. I could not leave this
the nation
service
of Israel
without letting
in
to worship
this,
idols.
Matthew 24.
God had been so gracious
to in our service.
Matthew 24.
Now he's allowed a
and
little
verse
child
30
born,
but I want you to notice.
A lot of
this
people say, "Well, preacher, actually, what
her
is
name
happening?"
Let me tell you what's happening.
First book of
the Lord
Samuel,
soon to come.
Chapter 1. He said there was
a
certain man. A
lot of people don't believe that
of Mount Ephraim.
But
his
the
name
Lord,
Elkanah,
the
son
come.
Of Jerome, the son of Eli.
You know Miss Cormay.
She's not being
of Zuff
and
Ephraim.
He had two wives.
Eldest ladies of the
there
church.
They practiced polygamy
and,
in those days, and were
there her
familiar
with
law
that
has
culture.
Something
that
to say
culture
today
culture
has
been
very
done
important.
Away with.
For now, Christ
says, you know,
says
she's
that we are
sitting there
a man
and
she's
to marry
living
a woman.
With peace in her heart.
A woman is to marry a man.
This is what I say.
You know,
as
one.
I want to
live
even
right,
though this crazy world is marrying men
right.
And men and women and women.
As
it's
far
still
as
an
I
abomination
know,
in the eyes of God.
There's not
for
any
God
animosity in my heart
man to marry
anybody
a woman.
That I know.
Therefore,
of.
They've
if
come
it was,
together,
I'd get it
married,
out.
They've produced children.
Now, I'm going to tell you something.
So
I'm ready to meet God. You know why
wives.
I'm ready to meet
the
God this morning?
Because
I put faith in His Son.
Watch this.
Not because I'm a preacher, not because I carry King James Bible,
but
not because we go to a pretty
children.
Church. It's
now,
simply this.
I
trust
lady,
in Christ.
She is
and He's saying
raised
one day.
In a house. And
now my name is written down yonder.
One
in
of her husband's wives.
So what does this have to do with us?
Matthew 24:32.
No now learn a parable.
In that day and that hour
tree,
women really wanted
when His
children,
branch is yet tender.
Did not abort leaves.
You know that
the
summer
is hour that.
So likewise, you, when you
can
see all
the
these things,
here. Know
that it
is Hannah
had
even
no
at
child.
The doors.
You realize
great
Jesus
burden. So
is soon to come,
about
and you're
going
to meet God lost.
And this man
will be your home.
The city yearly to worship. Talk
no
about
second
Hannah's
chances.
Husband. To sacrifice
the, day is
the Lord
the day of
goes
salvation.
In Shiloh every year.
The
they
Lord is
went
soon.
To this
He's at the door.
To offer a sacrifice.
Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass.
And the two
all these things
Eli,
be fulfilled.
Nine,
as far as we know, everything has
there.
Been fulfilled.
From
the
time
was an Elkanah offered.
He
heaven
gave
and earth shall
his
pass
wife,
away.
But
my words
and daughters pass
portions.
Away.
But that day and hour knoweth no man,
worthy portion,
no not the angels
Hannah,
of heaven,
but this,
my Father only.
The Lord had shut
but as
up
the
her
days
womb,
of Noah were, so
and her
adversary will
be
her
sower.
Whereas in the days that were before the flood, they were
the
eating, drinking, married, and giving
now,
marriage.
Here we
till the day
two
that Noah entered in the ark,
going to the temple to worship.
Knew not till the flood came.
And here
took them
this lady
away.
That had children.
So shall also be the
she
coming of the Son of Man.
She was reminding Hannah that she
then
had
shall
no
two
children.
Be in the field, one shall be taken.
You know,
the other
God
left.
Help people.
Two women shall be
God
grinding at the mill,
the
and one shall be taken, and the other
left or disturbed.
Watch therefore
the time of worship.
For you know. Not what hour your Lord doeth
Hannah
come,
is
but
going
know
to
this.
Worship,
and if the good man of the house had known what watch the thief would come,
Hannah
would
got
watch,
there to worship God.
Would not
Tanaya
have suffered his house to be broken up.
Therefore, be
ye
also ready
to bring her down low,
such an hour as you
that
think
would disrupt
not.
Her and disturb her
man.
Worship. I want to say he something. Cometh. The devil has always been against
so
worship.
The world.
That's why the devil was thrown out of heaven
his
because he said, I will lift my throne above the throne
of
God.
And God said,
no, you won't, buddy. And he kicked
life.
Him out. And a third
may
of
not
those
be
angels
morning,
fell with him.
I want you to listen
the
to this old country preacher and the Bible he preaches
out
worship.
Of. Jesus is coming.
May help, may
we must trust
we be
Christ
helped
in
this
day
and
this hour. I'm glad one day the Spirit of God knocked on my heart and showed me I was a sinner.
And
I simply
may
responded to him by faith.
If we have
I wish some of you would do that
the
here
Lord
this
gave it to us.
I remember when
so
the plane
had shut up
flew in the towers that
September
11th
day.
Y'all remember
down.
You that were here with
and
us
as,
that he did
that next
so
Sunday
year
morning.
Year,
the balcony was
went
filled.
The house of the Lord and
people,
people
God got
people
to teach
did not eat.
Well, let me tell you something.
Where this world's headed,
it better get your
wife with
us now.
And why
and you know, well, preacher,
not,
what are we to do?
Grieved,
we're to worship God.
To thee than
we're to stay faithful. We're to love
honey,
one another. We're to help
about.
People. We're
am
to get the gospel out in one glorious
so
day that Trump is going to sing.
And
the dead in Christ shall rise. And then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds. So shall we ever be with the Lord. I sure am glad I'm a-going. You say, preacher, I don't want to go. You better get there to go because you ain't a staying here.
Look on the
I'm glad I'm saved this morning. What a great day to be saved. We're
going to
let our little ones
come and do
then
their giving
give him
this morning.
All the
days
of
his life
and
ask for them.
And
I
want to tell you something today. If you've never been saved by the grace of God, I don't know a better day
that Eli, the priest, marked your mouth. Now Hannah, she spake in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard, and Eli thought she had been drunken.
Eli said unto her, how long wilt thou be drunken, but put away the wine from thee? And Hannah answered and said, no, my Lord, I'm a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I've drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but I've poured out my soul before the Lord. You know, Eli had to have been Baptist. He was judging Hannah for something that he knew nothing about. Hannah was simply moving her mouth, but there was no words coming out. You know why? Because Hannah was praying out of her heart. There's been many people that has prayed out of their mouth, but God listens to the heart. And we ought to be careful not to judge one another, be judge and jury. This lady had not drunken anything. She was just sorrowful in spirit. Be careful how you judge somebody. And so here she brought her burden to the Lord. She poured out her soul before the Lord. In verse 15, aren't you glad we've got a God? Then when we can't get the words out, He hears our heart. How many times have I laid in places and my mouth didn't move, but I prayed out of my heart? And I want to tell you today, if you'd pray out of your heart for Jesus to be your Savior, He'd save you this morning. And you know, so many times we get so sorrowful in heart, we let it build and build. Why don't we do as Hannah and talk to the Lord about it? Because only the Lord can change our situation. So we see here Hannah prayed. The Bible said in verse 20, it came to pass when the time was come that after Hannah had conceived that she bare a son, God honored her prayer. And so God sent her a son. And I want to say something. Any birth is no accident. God gives life. And here, this lady, God had shut up her womb, but now God had heard her prayer. He opened up her womb and she conceived and brought forth a child. Could you imagine how jubilous, could you imagine how wonderful it was when Hannah realized that she was great with child and realized that there is a God that answers prayers. Can I tell you there's still a God that answers prayers this morning? And so thankful for people that have a sorrowful heart, they know where to take their prayer. And she took it to the Lord. So the Bible said that she conceived and she bare a son and she called his name Samuel, saying, because I've asked him of the Lord. And the man Elkanah and all the house went up to offer, watch what happens to the Lord, the yearly sacrifice and his vow. But Hannah went not up, for she said unto her husband, I will not go up till the child be weaned, and then I will bring him, that he may appear before the Lord and abide forever. And Elkanah, her husband, said to her, do what seemeth thee good, and tarry till thou have weaned him on the Lord establish his word. So the woman abode and gave her son suck until she weaned him. And when she had weaned him, she took him up with her, with three bullocks, and one ephah of flour, a bottle of wine, and brought into the house of the Lord in Shiloh, and the child was young. And they slew a bullock and brought the child to Eli, that priest. And she said, O my Lord, as thy soul liveth, my Lord, I'm the woman that stood by thee here praying unto the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition, which I asked of him. And here's our key verse. Therefore also I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord. And he worshiped the Lord there. I want to say something about Hannah and close this little message today. First of all, Hannah did not abort her baby. Hannah realized that within her womb was a living soul. And today, I believe with all of my heart, there's been millions of children that have been aborted. They've been slaughtered. But thank God for some mamas that will be willing to carry their baby. No matter the circumstance, they will try to bring forth life as only God has provided. So she did not abort her baby, and then Hannah did not abandon her baby. You know, Hannah raised her child. And I want to say something in my life that I wish some of you young parents would listen. You know, as I was in business, we all have to have a job to make ends meet. Back in those days, I was working from daylight to dark and still trying to build a church. I spent very little time at home. I could have spent more time at home than I did. But I had a wife that raised our children. Brother Randall, in them days, our children were young, and our first church was over where you were in Delta, Alabama, and we'd put little old Megan and Macy in a car seat. We'd put them in a van, and they'd follow us wherever we took them. And I noticed this about that our children went every place that we took them. Be careful where you take your children, because they're just following you. I wished it would have been times that I would have disconnected from business and even from the church. Wish I'd have disconnected from some whining and things that took up a lot of time that was no good, that God would have worked it out. And I'd have just spent time with my children. But you know something, Brother David, I've learned something. Now I'm trying to spend time with my grandchildren. Because they are grand. And so I learned from mistakes. And young men, raise up your children in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. And try to be there at home with the mother, with them babies. And some of you ladies that don't have a husband, you raise them up under the preaching of the Word of God and love them and keep them in the church. And be sure to know where they are. You see, Hannah knew where her child was. It's very important that we know where our children are. And you know, kids are going to be kids. You know why? Because they're human. You say, well, preacher, my child wouldn't do that. Well, it's in them to do it. Because you go all the way back to the garden, we've all got them genetics from Adam, and they're not real good. That's why we must be saved, must be born again. But here we see Hannah did not abort her child. She did not abandon her child, and she did not abuse her child. I want to say something about raising. Sometimes your children need paddling. Sometimes they need spanking. The Bible says, spare the rod, spoil the child. The Bible says that spank them every time, be times. I like what the old preacher said. What's that mean? Every time they be needing it. Somebody say amen. God's put enough back there to let you discipline it. Not to abuse them, but to get their attention, their direction, to bring stability in their life. And so she brought Samuel to the temple. Something that you didn't need, know because time won't allow me to do it. But she brought little Samuel to the temple. She left him there. He is consecrated to God. He began to grow up around Eli, that old priest. There was a day, Brother Lee, when God called, and that's what he said, Samuel, Samuel. And if you'll just keep your children around the house of God, there'll be a time when the Lord will begin to knock on their heart. And it's up to them to open up their heart and receive Christ. God saved little Samuel in that temple. And she done something that got my attention. I was preaching one night I'd never noticed. The Bible said in chapter 2, around verse 15 or so, says, and every year she brought Samuel a little coat. Could you imagine, as every year she went to do that sacrifice, she had to leave her child at the temple, but she went home and all year long she was preparing a coat. She was investing in that child. She'd bring it back and give him that coat every year. Don't you know she was so glad to see how God was blessing little Samuel around the temple. He was being used of the Lord in ministry, and she'd bring him that little coat every year. I appreciate mamas that will invest in their children for the goodness of God. And something about little children, you'll notice there were many came here and done their giving this morning. I've heard people say, well, your children are too loud. We'd come to church, but your children are too loud. Well, I can preach over children. Now, notice this, little children, this new baby here, simply of Shane and Megan, preaching don't bother little children. They'd have sat there and smiled during the preaching. Mom and daddies, bring your children to church. Let them be raised in the old-time way, where a man will get up in a King James Bible and tell them the truth that Jesus loves them and died for them. There's a heaven to gain and there's a hell to shun. Oh, how we need children. So you know something? God called Samuel to be one of the greatest prophets. You know why? Because at one of the most darkest times of Israel, God brought up Samuel to bring direction to a nation. And you and I, that are at least my age or older, we realize our country's got real dark spiritually. Our country's got real dark morally. But God raised up a little Samuel. You may never know on these pews this morning. It may be some preachers, preachers' wives, could be missionaries, Sunday school teachers. Miss Sherry could be some piano players. Miss Jennifer could be some organ players, but one thing about it, if you don't have them here, they'll never know nothing about it. And we need them, because we leaving out of this place. Y'all look at me, I'm getting old. Not old as some of you, shake your Baptist head up and down. But oh, how we need these little ones in the activities of the Lord Jesus. Wouldn't it be so sad? You know something? I want to say this and I'm done. You know, if here in this little town of Bowden, I think it's 2,100 people in the city, 2,200. Carroll County, probably 130 to 150,000 people in our community. And you know something? If I'll use my grandbaby, if Sailor Reese, if Sailor Reese went out to the deer stand yesterday at a place I hunt, say she went with Parker. Parker lost her and come back and said, Sailor Reese is missing. You know what we would do? We would get every light we've got. We'd notify everybody with every four-wheeler, every side-by-side. We would contact everybody in this community. Would come together. You know what would they doing? We'd be searching for the lost little one. I want to ask you, shouldn't you have a burden to raise your children that they wouldn't be lost, but yet they'd be saved? It ought to go way down in our heart. And a lot of you think, well, my children's not getting nothing. Oh, they get more than you know. I was away preaching this week. I wish I'd had the video. I would nearly play it. It was worth listening. But to the little kids here in the church, and something was said, sort of off color, by one of them in the room, these two little cousins. And the grandmother was in the kitchen. She heard that word and she perked up and listened. And so she went to the door. She heard it again and she walked in. She said, did I hear an ugly word? And one of them turned around and said, don't worry, I'll handle this. And she said, you know, I don't think Jesus would want you to talk like that. Now, why you say that? Because they listening and you don't know they listening. And these little old children, thank God they hear. I'll get on a pew and I'll roll a fire truck with them. I'll roll a track. I'm just glad they hear this morning. And so many times, you know, a young man come to me today, Brother Mike, and I had a little cross. Bentley, where are you at? Bentley, is he still here? Where is he at? Where is he at? Stand up, just a minute, wave your hand. Where are you at? Just wave your hand at. Come here just a minute. Come in. I'm not too much of a formal preacher. I just like to go to church. But you know what he told me? He said, I come to church Wednesday, Brother Ken, but you was preaching in North Carolina. And he said he loved me. You love me too, don't you? And I love you. Go be seated. These little children, they're listening to a lot more than what you know this morning. Okay, so now we're going to bring our children up and we want to have prayer for them. Any of you grandparents that are coming, then you come.